This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. And I've got a Bell's Cherry Stout, labeled as a stout brewed with cherry juice. On the back it says, "A mysterious dance of tart Michigan cherries with the dark roasted malts of a big and bold stout, 7% ABV. So the first thing to take note of when judging this kind of style is what they're actually declaring. So it just says stout and no classic sub-style. You get an idea of the size of stout, 7%. I mean, that would make it a foreign style or an American style. But they're not trying to say that, so you shouldn't look for it to be like either of those categories, even though the ABV matches. You know, all they're saying is a stout, so you're expecting it just to be sort of a dark and roasty beer, you know, of 7% strength. And it says cherries, but then you also learn that it's tart Michigan cherries. So judging this as tart cherries and a 7% stout, because that's the information given. It's definitely a stout. It's got a tall, medium brown head. It's black and opaque. I hold it up to a flashlight and nothing. Can't. It's still opaque to a flashlight, so well done there. Three for appearance. Smelling it. It's got a fruity cherry nose with some roast. I do get some of the tartness. The roast is somewhat mild. A little bit of chocolate to it. Maybe some very deep caramel. Some of the really darker, sort of like, you know, 120 Love a Bond caramel, really sort of highly caramelized. I get a little bit of alcohol. I get no hops. There's some malty sweetness, could be associated with the caramel. But that's about it. I'm not getting any stronger dark malt than sort of a caramel and chocolate. I'm not getting any coffee or burnt or harsh or any of that. So I'm going to give it a 10. It's a very nice nose. So tasting it. It's got a rich malt base. There's roast and chocolate, but no burnt flavors at all. Strong tart cherry flavor, very distinctive, very clean. It's got medium to medium low bitterness. The malt is really supporting the fruit. The hops don't get in the way at all. It has nice dark beer flavors without the associated harshness. I get a deep caramel sweetness. You know, it's a little loose on the sort of the stout, other than, you know, it's just a dark beer. But it really works. So, you know, as a judge, when you start judging, you know, categories 20 and up, you have to go somewhat on how pleasing a combination it is. Are the special ingredients in balance? You know, you can give a little bit of latitude, particularly if they're declaring a broad base style. So, I mean, yeah, it's a stout. You can have stouts like this. So, 18 for flavor. Very nice. Mouthfeel. It's got a full body. It's chewy. Carbonation's fairly low. say medium low, creamy and smooth, warming, not burnt or hot or solventy. It's really nicely aged, but you can feel there's some strength to it. Five for mouthfeel. You know, there's a little bit of tartness from the cherry, but it's not higher than you would get from directly from the fruit, so it hasn't gone out of control like tartness sometimes can in fruit beers. So five for mouthfeel. Overall, it's like chocolate-covered cherries. Wow. Great stout flavors without any burnt harshness. The hops are appropriately dialed down. All the flavors blend perfectly. The tart cherry is really phenomenal. It's, you know, it's tastes like cherry fruit without any artificial taste. Sometimes when you use cherries, they wind up with a sort of a artificial flavor because, you know, cherry flavoring is used in a lot of things, and you know, it can often come off as you know, tasting like cough drops or something. But you know, this is great. They grow a lot of good cherries in Michigan, and you know, a sizable number of them found their way into this beer. With a beer that has dark malts and acidity and you know, fruit flavors, and there's a lot of potential for clashing, but everything meshes perfectly. You know, I really applaud the choice to, you know, not go strong on the burnt flavors, or, because those would clash. You mix those with the tart flavors, and that goes south fast. It's not a pleasing palate combination. But here you get the cherries in a great flavor, and the tartness you get is associated directly with the cherry, and the malt is there in a way that adds another flavor dimension without clashing. So that really works. It just has a outstanding balance, and this is a special beer to seek out. I know Bell's puts it out as a winter seasonal, so it's not available year-round, and they don't make a bunch of it, and it's usually a little pricey. But if you see it, pick up a bottle, because it's really truly one of the best fruit beers you're likely to get. So I give it a 10 overall impression for a total score of 46. That's Bell's Cherry Stout, judged as a Category 20 fruit beer.